Welcome to All the Buzz, presented by Spotlight Magazine. I'm your host, Sydney Sadick, and we are so excited to be your brand new go-to podcast. Welcome to All the Buzz, my very first podcast where we go inside the lives of some of the most successful celebrities, talents, and entrepreneurs, and not just interviewing them like a regular Q&A, but really finding out about what actually has gone into their success in building their personal brands and beyond. Now, you're probably wondering why me, who has been on TV for nearly 10 years, who had an Instagram Live daily show, is launching a podcast now when there are millions of podcasts out there. And the truth is, there are a couple of reasons. We are now in the third year of my magazine Spotlight, and I just feel now more than ever there is a real reason for me to have a podcast. I've built my own business, launching a print magazine when everybody told me that I was crazy, that we are living in a TikTok age, that print is dead. And I could have listened to people, my elders, who obviously had experience and listened, but there was something in my gut that made me go against what everyone was telling me and to kind of play against the odds. And so I launched Spotlight, and I am extremely, extremely grateful and blessed, because while a lot of our competition has been slowing down, Spotlight has only been getting bigger. And I really think it's amazing that we kind of like created something out of the ground that no one knew a couple of years ago, and now it's like everybody really does know what Spotlight is. I am so appreciative to everybody who makes Spotlight possible with me, and we are such a small but mighty team, and it's just really an amazing journey to be able to work on a magazine day in and day out. It's really what I love. What I also really love is having strong conversations with people. At the core, I'm a journalist. I went to George Washington University School of Media and Public Affairs. I was a journalism major. I wrote my own book, Aim High. I have obviously been on TV for many years, as I said. I have been contributing on-air fashion and entertainment segments, which then really evolved into me hosting for shows. During COVID, of course, I definitely had a career pause. At that time, I was purely only focused on TV. I thought I was moving to LA for a gig. That opportunity got canceled, and I was at home every day for literally 2 years, not socializing, not dating. I was just home. But what I did do very quickly was come up with my own Instagram Live interviewing concept. And I had my own daily show 5 days a week for many years. And that got picked up by the Today Show's millennial platform at the time, Tomorrow by Today. And I was so lonely during the pandemic because I was used to going out every night. I was probably the most social person you would have ever had met at that time. And even though I was with my mom and my brother, I really felt everything I knew about my life like crumbling around me. I couldn't travel. I was 27, I guess, and very single. And I just hated this idea that I was kind of stuck at home, even though I did have it really, really good. My mom is the most amazing person. My brother was helping me with all of my content. Like, I was super lucky. We had a roof over our heads and food. Like, we had it good. But I was isolated. And so these lunchtime conversations that I was having with all these celebrities like really filled a void, and they made me feel less alone. Since all this time, I launched Spotlight. I found my person. I got married in March, and my life again took like another huge change. And I was dealing with some stuff in my personal life that just like made, you know, this last year feel like the most transformative year of my life, on top of turning 30, which is a huge decade. And I just feel like I have evolved so much as a person since the pandemic, and have no longer depended on anybody to give me an opportunity, and just have always wanted to like own what I do. And just like how I do that with Spotlight, I want to be able to do that with a form of storytelling and getting back to talking to the people who have inspired me so much and I know can inspire so many people out there. Even though I am like not obviously alone in the way that I was during the pandemic. When you're an entrepreneur and you're building your own business, there's like a different sense of isolation in a way that goes hand in hand. I work by myself. Blooper. Emily, could you just grab it? Sorry.
We could do actually just a reel of bloopers.
Of course, life has gotten way more back to normal since the pandemic, but like I still work by myself. I work from home most days. And, you know, the days that I am alone, just grinding and trying to sell ad partnerships for my magazine and coming up with creative concepts for the magazine, like it still can be lonely. And even with an amazing family who's around me and the most amazing husband, seriously, in the world, like there are still moments where I can sometimes feel a little bit lonely. And I think that, again, having this podcast and being able to connect with people again is just something that is so important. And not just for me, but I still think there are people out there who still feel like their life has really changed in the last few years. And so I want this podcast to be for the person who wants to be entertained, but to be informed and to really feel inspired to go after your dreams and to own your own business, no matter what it is, whether it's in media, fashion, sports, I don't care. The last 3 years have taught me that you cannot predict what is going to happen in life at all, in any sense of life. But what you can control most of the time, and sometimes I can't do it all the time, is yourself. And to have multiple sources of income, to think big outside of the box, to not depend on just the security of a 9-to-5 job. Those are the things that I think are so important to people today, whether you're a millennial like me or you're my parents' age or you're in college trying to figure it all out. There is no security anymore. So make sure to do something of your own. That got real serious, real fast, but these are wise words. And since turning 30, I feel like I've just had a lot of perspective that maybe I didn't have in my 20s. I am the happiest I've ever been, I just want to add, and I want to be able to share some of these special life moments through this podcast as well. You probably saw lots of content on my Instagram for my wedding, but I really haven't talked about it, so there will be moments where I talk more about that and married life and just finding my person, because I think a lot of people feel that finding the one can be a huge distraction for building your career. And for me, like, it's been the total opposite of that, like having the security of someone who I trust so much and like believes in me and loves that I'm a strong businesswoman has made me thrive in my job. And I just feel very lucky for that. And I think it's really important in any partnership in your life, whether it's in work or your romantic life, like to just make sure that the people around you are really supporting you. I've lost some friends through the last few years. I think starting my own magazine and getting married, like it's just a lot of life change. And I feel like I, you know, have still the same values and treat everybody around me the same, but like life is changing. And so this is an evolutionary period for a lot of people. And it's just, it's interesting. This is not going to be an always serious podcast, but I do want there to always be a takeaway. We're going to have fun. We're going to get all dressed up. We're going to have some really great conversations. And I think that we're really here to motivate everyone listening to realize that even if you feel stuck where you are in your life, there's still something buzzing around you that will enable you to really do exactly what you want. So at All the Buzz, we are here to provide you with some content to be that bright spot in your week. We're going to be weekly from now on out. And I'm just excited to see where this podcast goes and to hear more from you about what you want. This is an evolving project and it's so different from anything that I've ever done. I never just like speak so candidly like this. So it'll be fun to be candid, but also to have the structure of the interviews, and it's going to be a ride. So get excited. All the buzz is here. Spotlight new issues also coming out this summer. We are here to bring you some really exciting content. You know, at our studio, shooting all of our covers for Spotlight today. So we want you to be a part of what we're all doing, because we are here to bring you inside what we do and what others do who we're speaking to. So we might be going around to different places to film this podcast, maybe different cities, different, you know, locations, different closets. Who knows where we're going to go, but we're going to let the world be our oyster And we can't wait to see what the future has in store for all of us to keep buzzing at All the Buzz.